This is the Sakar Merli of the 28th of March 2026. Essence, sweet children, only Shiv Baba is first class blotting paper who absorbs everyone's sins. Remember him and your sins will be absolved. Question: what are the deepest stains on souls? What effort do you need to make to erase them? Answer: there are very deep stains of body consciousness on souls. Souls repeatedly become trapped in someone's name and form. Souls don't remember the Father, but continue to remember bodily beings. They continue to cause sorrow for one another's hearts. In order to erase these stains, make effort to become soul conscious. Song. Look at your face in the mirror of your heart. Om Shanti. Sweetest children at all the centers heard the song. Look at yourselves and see how much charity you have performed and how many sins you have erased. The whole world, including the sages and holy men, call out, O purifier! Only the one Father purifies the impure. All others have sin in them. You know that sins are in souls. Charity is also accumulated in souls. It is souls that become pure and souls that become impure. All souls here are impure. They are covered with the stains of sin, and this is why they are called sinful souls. How can those sins be removed? When oil or ink is spilt somewhere, blotting paper is used to absorb it. All human beings remember the One because He is the blotting paper, the purifier. No one apart from Him is the blotting paper. Those people bathe in the Ganges for birth after birth and become even more impure. Only Shiv Baba is the blotting paper that purifies the impure. He is the tiniest of the tiny, just a point. He absolves everyone's sins. With what method? He simply says, remember me, the blotting paper. I am the sentient being. I don't give you any other difficulty. You are souls, points, and I too am a point. He says, simply remember me and your sins will be erased. Now, each of you should ask your heart, how many sins have been erased with remembrance, and how many sins have I committed? How many sins still remain? How can you know this? Continue to show others the path of remembering the one blotting paper. It is good to give this advice to everyone. It is also a wonder how those who are given this advice begin to remember the Father, whereas those who give the advice don't remember Him. This is why their sins are not cut away. Only the One is called the purifier. Many sins have been accumulated. There is the sin of lust. The sin of body consciousness is the number one sin, which is the worst sin of all. The Father says, now become soul conscious. The more you constantly remember Him alone, the more the alloy will be burnt away. You have to remember Him. Also show this path to others. The more you explain to others, the more you will benefit. Engage yourself in this business. Also, tell others, remember the Father, and you will become a charitable soul. It is your duty to tell others that there is only the one purifier. Although there are many rivers of this knowledge, you have to tell everyone to remember the one. Only he is the purifier. There is a lot of praise of him. He is also the ocean of knowledge. To remember that one Father and to remain soul conscious is the one difficult thing. The Father is not only telling you, he has the children of all the centres in his mind. The Father sees all of the children. There are Shiv Baba's flower gardens where his good, serviceable children are. Baba remembers those who are in good flower gardens. When a wealthy person has four or five children, he remembers the eldest son. There are varieties of flowers. So Baba also remembers his larger gardens. It is easy to show this path to anyone. Remember Shiv Baba? He alone is the purifier. He himself says, by remembering me, your sins will be burnt away. He is such first-class blotting paper for the whole world. Everyone remembers him. It is easy to show this path to anyone. Remember Shiv Baba. The Father has shown you the way to remember him so that the stains of body consciousness that cover you are erased. Effort is required to become soul conscious. No one tells Baba the truth. Some write a chart and send it to Baba, and then become tired. The destination is very high. Maya completely breaks all their intoxication, and they then stop writing it. The body consciousness of half a cycle cannot be shed. The Father says, simply continue to do this business. Remember the Father and inspire others to do the same. That's all. This is the highest business of all. Those who don't stay in remembrance will not do this business. The remembrance of the Father is the fire of yoga with which your sins are burnt away. This is why you are asked to what extent your sins have been burnt away. The more you remember the Father, the higher your mercury of happiness will remain. Each of you can know your own heart. You can also know those of others from the service they do. You show others the path to remember Baba. He is the purifier. This here is an impure Tamopratan world. All souls and their bodies are Tamopratan. You now have to return home. There, all souls remain pure. Only when they become pure can they return home. You also have to show others this path. The Father shows you a very good method. Remember Shiv Baba. Use this blotting paper and all your sins will be absorbed and your sinful actions will be absolved. The most important thing is to become pure. It is because human beings have become impure that they call out, O purifier, come. Come and purify everyone and take us all back with you. It is written that he purifies all souls and takes them back home, so that not a single impure soul remains. It is also explained that the residents of heaven will come in the beginning. The medicine that the Father gives is for everyone. Give everyone you meet this medicine. You want to go to the Father, but because you souls are impure, you cannot return there. Become pure, and you will be able to go there. O souls, remember me, and I will take you back with me. Then from there I will send you to happiness. Then, when the world becomes old, you receive sorrow. I don't cause sorrow for anyone. Each one of you should check yourself. Do I remember Baba? The more you remember him, the higher your mercury of happiness will rise. This is such easy medicine. None of the sages or holy men know about this medicine. It is not written anywhere. This is something completely new. The accounts of sin are not attached to bodies. The whole parts are recorded in such tiny souls. When souls are impure, there is the effect of that on the living beings. When souls become pure, they receive pure bodies. It is souls that become happy and unhappy. When a body is hurt, it is the soul that feels the pain. It is said, this one is an unhappy soul, and that one is a happy soul. It is a wonder how such a tiny soul plays such a part. The Father is the bestower of happiness. This is why people remember him. It is Ravan that causes sorrow. It is body consciousness that comes first. The Father explains, you now have to become soul conscious. This requires great effort. Baba knows that it is with great difficulty that you remember him in your heart and in the way that you should. Even while living here, many of you forget him. If you were soul conscious, you would not commit sin. The Father's orders are, hear no evil. This doesn't apply to monkeys, as it is portrayed. It applies to human beings. Because human beings are like monkeys, they use the images of monkeys. There are many who continue to gossip throughout the day. Therefore, the Father has to explain. At all the centres, there are some people who continue to cause sorrow for one another. There are some good ones who stay in remembrance of the Father. They believe that they mustn't cause anyone sorrow with their thoughts, words, or deeds. If you cause anyone sorrow, even with your words, you will die in sorrow. The Father says, you children have to give everyone happiness. Tell everyone, be soul conscious. Remember the Father. And don't talk about any give and take of money. Simply remember the lovely Father, and your sins will be burnt away, and you will become the masters of the world. God says, Man Man Above, constantly remember me alone, and also remember your inheritance. Don't talk about anything else amongst yourselves. Simply remember the Father and benefit others. Your stage should be so sweet that anyone who comes would say, Baba's children are blotting paper. You don't have that stage now. If anyone were to ask Baba, then let alone blotting paper, you aren't even paper yet. Baba is speaking to you children at all the centres. There are children at all the centres in Bombay, Calcutta, Delhi, etc. Sometimes Baba receives reports, such and such a child is causing a lot of trouble. Instead of making others into charitable souls, he makes them into even more sinful souls. Baba would instantly tell anyone who asked him. Shiv Baba knows everything. He has all the accounts. Even this Baba can tell you. Everything can be understood from your face. This Baba is also intoxicated with remembrance. His face is cheerful and happy like those of a deity. When a soul is happy, his body also appears to be happy. When a body suffers, it is the soul that feels the pain. Continue to tell everyone one thing. Shiv Baba says, "Remember me and your sins will be absolved." They have written, "God Krishna speaks." So many people remember Krishna, yet their sins are not absolved. Instead, they become even more impure. They don't even know whom they have to remember. They don't know the form of God. They say that he is omnipresent. But just as a soul is a star, so the Supreme Soul is also a star. Because they also say that each soul is the same as the Supreme Soul, so in those terms he too is a point. Such a tiny soul enters this body. He says to all the points, "Children, constantly remember me alone." He speaks with these organs. A soul cannot make a sound without organs. You can say that the form of each soul and the Supreme Soul are the same, can you not? The Supreme Soul cannot be a huge lingam image or anything else like that. The Father says, "I too am such a point, but I am the purifier, whereas you souls are all impure." This is such a simple matter. Now become soul conscious and remember me the Father and show this path to others. I simply tell you man above. Then I explain a little detail about the twigs and branches. First you are Sato Pratan and you then go through the stages of Sato, Rajo and Tamo. There are so many stains on souls when they become sinful souls. How can those stains be removed? Those people believe that sins will be erased by bathing in the Ganges. However, they are bathing their bodies. A soul can only become pure by remembering the Father. It is known as the pilgrimage of remembrance. This is so simple. The Father continues to explain this to you every day. In the Gita too, they emphasize man above. You will definitely receive your inheritance, but you just have to remember me so that your sins can be erased. The Father is the imperishable blotting paper. The Father says, "By remembering me, you become pure, whereas Ravan makes you impure. Therefore, you should remember such a father." You can imagine the condition of those who don't remember Baba. The Father explains, "Children, renounce everything else. Simply remember one thing. Become soul conscious and constantly remember me alone. That's all." You understand that each soul sheds his body and takes another. It is the soul that experiences happiness and sorrow. never hurt another one's heart. Give happiness to one another. This is your business. There are many who continue to cause sorrow for one another. They remain trapped in the bodies of one another. They continue to remember one another throughout the day. Maya is very clever. Baba does not mention any names. That is why Baba says, "Children, may you be soul conscious. This knowledge is very easy. It is remembrance that is difficult. Those people study so many subjects of that knowledge for 15 to 20 years. This knowledge is very easy. To know the drama is like a story. It is not a big thing to conduct the merli. It is remembrance that causes great difficulty." Baba then says, "Drama. Nevertheless, continue to make effort. Remember the Father, and your sins will be burnt away in the fire of yoga. Some very good children fail in this. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Never hurt anyone's heart. Give happiness to everyone. Stay in remembrance of the one father and remind others of him. 2. In order to erase the stains of sins, become soul conscious and remember the Father, the imperishable blotting paper. Make your stage so sweet that you continue to benefit everyone. Blessing. May you be an embodiment of power and hoist the flag of newness with your greatness. Now, according to the closeness of the time, when you influence others with your form of power, you will then be able to bring the final revelation closer. Just as you have revealed love and cooperation, in the same way, give the experience of your form of power in the mirror of the service you do. When you hoist the flag of newness of your Shakti form with your greatness, revelation will take place. Give a vision of the Almighty Authority Father with your form of power. Slogan: to donate the powers with your mind and the virtues with your actions are great donations. Aviat signal: make your foundation of faith strong and remain constantly fearless and carefree. The Father has full faith in you, children. You are my children who are the destroyers of obstacles, worthy of worship souls. You children are ahead of the Father. You are the instruments who make the Father carefree, and each one of you is a special soul who always gives good news. Have such faith in yourself that you become an embodiment of this awareness, and you will become victorious. Om Shanti.